I think the biggest thing for me is practicing what I preach. I'm all good and all that while I'm locked up. I have all the ideas in the world and I apply myself in here, but it's just the temptations of outside. And I think a lot of us brothers, we fall back into old habits, old ways, and don't use our supports and who we should, you know, like every single one of us can stand tall and stand proud and do what we have to get to where we have to be. And to make others proud, you got to make yourself, you got to work on yourself first. And I think while we're here, all that work is, we've got to apply ourselves out there more.
How many times have you exited a place like this?
This time when I get released, it'll be the 10th time.
What do you think you'll do differently this time?
Turn left, not right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a journey that I'm still on, and it's a journey that's going to take a long time. It's been a, you know, not to blame anyone else. We all, you know, and growing up, that's been a big part of me in the system with the brothers. Like, I grew up around all the brothers inside, not my family, which is sad to say, but I've met some really good people, and I've met some really, really shit people, but...
Yeah. As we all do, but this is a second family almost.
It is, 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I need someone to talk to, then...
When you're on the outside, how do you amalgamate your family in here with your proper blood family?
I think sometimes I look for advice at the wrong place. You yeah. know, so like I might meet one of the brothers, say I meet him in here and we catch up outside, and you know, and it goes back to saying what I said before, where you got to implicate the things that you do in here. So like he might be doing the wrong thing and next minute I'm doing the wrong thing, you know, or I might be doing the wrong thing and might lead him astray, and it's not good for them, you know. So like I think we've both got to, well not both, but all of us, we've got to stand up for each other, we've got to help each other. And it's good, all good, like we all come together for NAIDOC week, but what about the other 51 weeks of the year? You know, like we're all blackfellas them days too, so.
Yeah, one of the other brothers last week was saying, you know, inside we are all brothers, but sometimes on the outside we walk straight past one another.
We might not see benefit in, you know, stopping and saying hello, but really where we should.
Yeah.
And it's just as simple as asking someone, how are you going today? It might make the world a difference. But also, while I'm here, I'd like to say thank you for coming, helping, giving us a chance to do this. It's really good, you know. It's been going for a while now. Hopefully it keeps going.
Good on you, Aaron.
Big thanks to Uncle Kutcher and Sarah and all the rest of you. You know, like, it's good that we can do this and get our voice out there as prisoners.